So let's review. Our share began with the Gemara continuing the discussion about the evil spirit which rests on the hands before washing them in the morning. Rav Nosson teaches, U'makpedes ad sheyichritz yadav gimapam. The evil spirit will not leave until one washes his hands three times. Amar b'yechanan, puch maver bas melech. A certain type of mascara can heal the eye of damage caused by his bas melech, which is the name of the evil spirit resting on the hands in the morning. The Gemara goes on to list several eye medications. One, kuzbarta, which is not only ineffective, but damaging even to Rav Yosef, who was blind, and one gargira that worked so well, it even helped Rav Sheshes, who was blind. Amar Rav Chisda, shrika tav yashari. It is permissible to baste a roast after it's been cooked, and it's not a violation of tikkun mana, fixing something. Rashi points out, as long as the meat isn't roiseach, where there might be a concern of mishal. The Gemara tells the story of Ziri's wife basting a roast for one of Ziri's students, Chir Barashi, but he refused to eat it. She told him, L'rabach avid lei v'achol v'ad lo echalta? I did this for your Rebbe, my husband Ziri, and he ate it, and you refused to eat it? The Gemara explains that Ziri held that this type of basting is permitted, kivin de mitzchol hachi lav midika avid. Since the roast is edible without being basted, the basting does not significantly improve it. Chir Barashi disagreed and held that it's forbidden because it is considered a significant improvement. V'omam mar ukfa, misha nukfa yodoy oy ragloy, tsamsa b'yayin v'ena chayshish. If somebody injured his hand or foot, he may treat the swelling with wine, since wine is not an effective treatment anyway, and not considered refuah. The Gemara adds two limitations. Rav Kahana said that vinegar may not be used for this purpose because vinegar is an effective treatment. Rava said that the B'nai Mechuzah may not use wine either because they are very sensitive and will be healed even with wine. However, we learn from a story where a donkey stepped on Ravashi's foot, Gava Yan v'Gava Regel Shani. Injuries to the back of the hand or foot are different. Kemaka Shel Chol u'Mechal L'Lanes HaShabbos. They are considered like internal injuries and life-threatening for which one may be Mechal Shabbos. The Gemara next discusses bathing in various waters for therapeutic purposes. Here too, it's forbidden only where it's obviously being done for therapeutic purposes. The Gemara cites a contradiction between two brises, whether a person may bathe in Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean Sea. After two unsuccessful answers, the Gemara finally resolves it. Ho biyafin shabai. It is mutter to bathe in its clean waters, because healthy people would also bathe there. Ha baram shabai. It is usher to bathe in its dirty waters, because it's obviously for therapeutic purposes. We also have a steer between two brises, whether a person may bathe in Mei Mishra, water that flax was soaked in. The Gemara resolves this theory by saying, Hadishtai, it's forbidden to remain in the flax water for a while because it's obvious. Hadalayishtai, it is permissible to bathe in it if he does not remain too long because others may also go into these waters to cool off. Zak the Mishnah. Ein Eichlin Izvian b'Shabbos lefi she'ein amacha b'riyim. One may not eat Izvian on Shabbos because it's not eaten by healthy people. Rashi adds, U'mucha milsder fu'achale, and it's obvious that he's eating it for therapeutic purposes. After identifying the difference between the Ezav mentioned in the Torah and Izavian mentioned in the Mishnah, the Gemara explains that Izavian is used to treat intestinal worms by eating it together with seven black dates. Aval Eichel hu Esi Ezer, a person suffering from worms in the liver, which usually comes from eating a variety of foods, alibi rekana, on an empty stomach, may use Ezer, which is eaten with seven white dates, for treatment. The Gemara also suggests three more remedies for this illness if Ezer doesn't work. The Mishnah continues. One is permitted to eat and drink all normal foods and drinks that healthy people eat, even if his intention is to eat it for therapeutic reasons. Foods that are not eaten by healthy people and generally only used for medicinal purposes may not be used on Shabbos because it is obvious that he's only eating it for its therapeutic value. The Daf concludes with a discussion of treating snake-related illnesses. B'sheisen abuvroi, a person who drank mayim magulin, water that was left exposed and may have snake venom in it, should drink abuvroi. If that doesn't work, the Gemara suggests four other possible remedies for this. Haiman de Balachivya, if somebody swallowed a snake, he should eat hops with salt around a distance of 3 mil. In fact, it was a story where Rav Shimi bar Ashi either used this treatment on somebody or had Eliyahu Navi do this treatment on him, and it killed the snake that he had swallowed, v'nafig minei guvi guvi, and the snake came out in pieces. Haiman de Tarkechivya, if somebody was bitten by a snake, he should tear open an embryo of a white donkey that is not a trefa and sit on it.